The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, so the Big Ten and the Pac-12, it looks like they're not playing football this year. So Trevor Lawrence retweeted this. The Power Five, we are united. We want to play. We all want to play football this season. Establish universal mandated health and safety procedures and protocols to protect college athletes against COVID-19 among all conferences throughout the NCAA. Give players the opportunity to opt out and respect their decision. Guarantee eligibility whether a player chooses to play this season or not. What does that mean? Guarantee eligibility whether a player chooses to play the season or not. If you play this season...
I guess if you have redshirted and you don't have that ability to keep a year, maybe, hey, if I opt out because of COVID, I get to keep my year of eligibility.
Well, if you opt out, whether you play or not, it says... What, if you really, play, then you're really using up one year of your eligibility.
Unless the season gets canceled in the middle of it, I'm not sure what that means. If they play five, which is the number, or four is the number right now, if you play more than that, you lose it. If the season gets canceled in the middle, you've already played five games, is that what he means? We get that year back?
Oh, maybe that's it.
I have no idea.
Right. I don't know. Use our voices to establish open communication and trust between players and officials. Ultimately, create a college football players association. That is needed. There should be a voice. The players should have a voice. And every year, I don't know how you would elect from all of the teams or all the Power Five conferences, one guy that would go or some committee. Maybe each conference sends a couple of guys, whatever the case may be. Each school sends one player, whatever the case may be. But the players do need a voice. I mean, it is really ridiculous that they have zero voice in this thing. Representative of the players of all Power Five conferences. Yeah, they should have some representation. So this is something they're getting more, and this is probably scary for these presidents and athletic directors, as that the players are getting more. We want a union. We want a players representative. We want, you know, listen. They've had college football has had its way. College basketball has had its way with these kids for all these years. It's a changing world. They ain't going to have it. We've never seen it where it's like this with the player and how much voice he has. Hell, Texas Tech, even women got their coach fired, the basketball coach fired last week. So this is a different time, but this is, Lance, you read that tweet, that this is what they're really afraid of.
Yeah.
Is the players uniting.
It came from a Power 5 AD. I think he sent it to Matt Hayes discussing, hey, COVID could end the season, but they are fearful of what this means for them as far as the players organizing, and they don't have a plan for it yet, which has been the case throughout. They haven't had a plan for anything. That's why it's August 10th. And they're not sure about what they want to do. But you know what's going to happen? Teams in the ACC will practice today. Because, you know, they still have a game scheduled for September 10th in some cases. But you know what? Hey, we know. This is dangerous. We'll still go out there and practice until we figure everything out. But wait. I thought there's a problem. But you still want us to come out here and... All right, sure. I guess we'll do that.
Yeah, right.
Even the Big Ten... For us out in front, at least behind the scenes, the Big Ten hasn't come out and said anything. It's all been about sources. They haven't said a word themselves publicly. They still send in their players out to practice with no pads but a helmet on. So still do football stuff because we're not brave enough to come out on our own and make an announcement.
But we're so scared. We're not going to have a season. But you guys keep practicing.
Until we make a decision.
And so how is that any different? Why would you not... And you've had all these positive tests from every school has had positive tests. You're lying or you didn't test if you had zero positives. You're lying. So you've had positive tests. That's what I'm saying. What if there's an outbreak? We've already had an outbreak.
Yeah.
And we kept playing.
They kept practicing.
The off-season workouts going.
Even places who shut down after outbreaks restarted practices. So
yeah.
this is more about when people actually start to pay attention, because it's a Saturday and four players from the secondary aren't playing due to COVID. Then we can, then people will be like, oh, wait a minute, this is going nuts on your team. But it's already, they've already had these issues, but now that they're faced with the consequences of being out in front when these issues occur, now they won't, I can't even say they decided, because they haven't decided. They keep even keep pushing back the decision to cancel. I'm learning that as I do this more. I didn't know hypocrisy and underhandedness bothered me so much as far as sports, because I thought, well, whatever, it's sports. But if you can't be brave enough to save your athletes, quote unquote, until other people back you, then how can I listen to anything you have to say about concerns about health? If you're the Big Ten, just come out and say, it's over. We stand our ground. We don't want to do this because we don't believe our athletes are safe. Not, hey, Greg Sankey, could you back us? Bob Bowlesby, could you come along with us so we're not out in front of this on our own?
No. What? Well, the Big Ten was the first one to go, we're going conference only. They didn't talk to anybody else. Big Ten said, we're going conference only. That's it. Wait, what? What? I thought we were going to play. I thought you said we were going to play.
But now they'd like some unity.
So, yeah. Now, after they've decided they're not playing.
Secondly.
So you're worried about the liability, right? I think that's the main thing. We don't want to be responsible for these kids to get sick and God forbid something happens. It's already, you've already done this. You've already had these kids together for over a month, well over a month. There, you've already had positive tests. Now, so one of the kids has got long-term lung problems because they got sick while they were in these workouts.
I think the Indiana kid, Brady Feeney, was another kid who he's been tweeting about it. He said his mom put a post on Facebook about it, and he said he was healthy before he got to campus and started practicing, and now he's got some issues with his heart. So, yeah, there are multiple players. And then we had the kid from Houston's, Cedric Williams, who has some long-term issues. So, yeah, they've already been practicing, and you've already exposed them. Why is now playing the bigger issue?
But now we're not doing that.
Yeah.
What?
So
what?
It's a clear lack of leadership from the top, from the, I guess you want to say, the intellectuals to even maybe the ADs themselves, and leaving probably coaches to do what they can to figure things out. And there's no plan. There's never been a real plan. And they're going to, and they're entering this cancellation period or discussions with no real plan.
Mm-hmm.
The MAC did it, so now the Big Ten has a little bit of maybe a push. We can do this too, because the MAC did it, and we won't be out there on our own. But we really don't want to make an announcement until everyone does it. So maybe now they have the Pac-12 with them, so apparently, allegedly, they'll do it tomorrow. But you know what I wouldn't be surprised with? If the Big Ten says, we're going to push this back to gather more information.
It's ridiculous. It is just ridiculous the way they're going about this. Did you see Darius Geis was fired?
Yeah.
Your guy?
So he's your guy. He's an LSU guy. Don't put that on me.
No.
I got Kellen Winslow as my guy. You got Darius Geis.
I don't get Darius Geis.
Yes, you do. You do get him. Don't put him on me.
No. He couldn't even get in over at the 1 yard line. I mean, he's not our guy. I mean,
I don't.
But they lost to Florida on the one, right?
When he got stopped. Yeah.
He got stopped on the one. It's not my guy. I immediately disowned him. And I knew why. And, you know, I got a story about him. I mean, he was walking on campus with Leonard Fournette, and Frankie saw him, and she was like, oh, my God, Leonard Fournette. She asked, will you take our picture?
Take the picture.
And thank God he didn't punch or strangle her.
Yeah, if you missed it, Darius Geis removed from the Washington football team's roster because he was arrested on domestic violence charges. Because that's always a terrible thing. And now he's no longer...
Strangulation involved.
Yeah, he no longer has a job. And rightfully so.
3 counts of assault and battery, 1 count of destruction of property.
Yeah, I don't imagine we're going to be seeing Darius Geis.
I don't imagine that either. Well, let's see what happens behind the scenes, if she recants or whatever the case may be, but... he's going to have a hard time finding a job in this climate. There's no question.
Yeah.
And you know what? Ron Rivera did the right thing.
Yeah.
You're arrested on 3 counts. If there's the NFL finds out right away, they've got investigators. Yeah, find out what that was. Okay. You're fired.
And I don't have any sympathy. You did, if you did what you did, they were within their rights, and you pay the consequences for it.
Is it safe to say JG wants college football to be played? Yes. Yes. Okay, and I will admit it, okay, selfishly.
Yeah.
I love college football. I want college football to be played, but I do believe the things I'm saying. I believe they're safer with oversight, with testing, with protocols. You want to talk about pristine. These college football locker rooms and facilities are unbelievable. You go ahead, send all the kids home where there is no testing, where there is no, where there's nobody overseeing them, where there's no, probably very little social or no social distancing.
And there's no one they really have to be responsible to in terms of, if I do something dumb, and I'm in a room with my cornerbacks, did I just cost four of them a chance to play on Saturday?
Right.
You don't have to worry about that.
Right. Now look at, you see what Zach Plesac did with the Indians.
Yeah.
An Indians pitcher, he went out in Chicago with his buddies. Cleveland said, you're driving back. You ain't coming with us.
You'll quarantine in Cleveland until you're clear.
Yeah, till you're clear. But guess what? You're stupid. Guess what? That sent a message to every baseball player going, oh, crap.
Now, I mean, it didn't get a lot of pub because it involved football players, but I've talked about it multiple times, what those Louisville soccer players did. And a couple of them had some issues before, so it led to them being kicked off the team. Another couple got suspended, but they threw a party, had community spread in terms of the athletic program because there are multiple people from multiple teams at that party. And they said, and Louisville said, all right, goodbye. And what type of message does that send going forward? If you throw a party when we told you not to, and how dangerous that could be, not only for you, but for the people you bring to that party, you're done. And so that is a deterrent. I clearly want football to be played. It's my favorite sport. We've talked about it before. But I just don't understand the reasoning behind why you do this and canceling. Because if you want to cancel because of health concerns, and if I actually believe that was the only reason you're doing it, I'm with it. But then you cannot tell me that it's safe to have the general population on campus. Because outside of your classrooms where you can socially distance and have people wear masks, I've seen Notre Dame set up where they're having chairs 6 feet apart and all that stuff. What do you do about the on-campus party the first week and everyone's back?
Yeah.
So aren't you exposing all those kids, including your football players and your other fall athletes, to those same risks you're trying to keep them from? Because we know it spreads in a party. We've seen the evidence of that.
Well, I mean, just the frat house and just the frat house.
Are they banning frat house parties?
Well,
sorority parties?
No. Well, they do, though. LSU banned frat house parties for frats that had issues with hazing.
Yeah.
And they stuck to it, and the cops, and oh, by the way, you lose your charter and all of that stuff. But just a frat house itself, there's 30 guys that live there.
That's true, yeah.
I mean, that's a party itself, just the house.
So we won't get those questions being asked. They probably won't make themselves available as far as the presidents and the chancellors. But I'd like to ask them, if they made it available, why are you having on-campus in-person instruction? How do you plan to keep everyone's, I don't know, say you're a big school. Say you got 20K as your enrollment. How do you keep them all safe when they're not in class? Why aren't they staying at home? Well, what we won't tell you is on-campus housing is kind of a big deal for us in terms of money.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. All right. Speaking of money, HRNP, that's our guys. That's our money guys right here. Well, they are the guys that save us a bunch of money. First of all, the payroll to have to do with, I believe we were up to 75 employees here at Cal Media or something in that neighborhood. And to have to do the payroll for that that's a full-time job. So instead of paying a full-time person or more, plus all the taxation, plus the unemployment claims, plus the SBA, plus the PPP, plus the Affordable Care Act, everything that's involved in all of that stuff. You're like, wow, how about one company does all of that? And that's HRP. And they've been awesome, and they will be awesome for your business as well. And they're not cookie cutter. They will customize, and they'll come. They will come and talk to you. They'll see your plan and everything that you've got, all your employees and everything to do with your business. And then they come up with a plan for you, and they come up with, how much it's going to cost you, because everybody is different. If you've got 2,000 employees, you shouldn't pay as much for payroll as 70 as somebody with 75. That's just the way it is. When you go to a box store, you pay less. And that's the case with HRP. They are not cookie cutter. So find out for yourself. Go to HRP.net or 281-880-6525. That's HRP.net.
Well, hello.
To call into the HRP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Colin Morikawa, he's moved up to fifth in the world golf rankings with the win. If he didn't have the minimum divisor, which is he wasn't even on the PGA Tour 54 weeks ago. So this is a two-year thing. If just during the time that he was, he'd be number one by far. Number one in the world. So that's how well dude is playing. So, but John Rahm just retook the lead. He's won. Justin Thomas, Rory McIlroy, Dustin Johnson, Colin McIlroy. Colin Morikawa. So his win, he has just been playing lights out golf. Just unbelievable. He looks like a good guy too. And he's got a hot girlfriend, right, Del?
I don't know why that means anything, but yes, he does have an attractive.
Oh, really? Because you couldn't even listen to the show for a while.
Well, you were talking about golf, so I wanted no part of it.
No, you were like, have you seen this?
Well, I brought it up.
Have you seen Miss Catherine Zhu?
Catherine Zhu is. No, you brought it up.
No, I see you.
Their awkwardness, and that's what led me to find out who she
was. Oh, yeah. Well, you haven't even talked to her. I never even seen her. And then, she had a mask on.
And then when you saw her, what was your reaction?
Wow. Yeah. Then you put me on the other Catherine Zhu.
How was I to know that there was another Catherine Zhu and she happened to play at the same school?
She didn't play at the same school, though.
No, Morikawa. Didn't he play at Cal?
She played a Cal, but his girlfriend played a Pepperdine.
I know, she played a Pepperdine, but how was I to know that there was a girl with the same name who happened to play at the school that he played at? And I just assumed that was the girl we were talking about. Turns out there are just two of them.
Right, they're two different ones. Two different ones. Yeah, so there's that. But anyway, yeah, she's got a hot girl. Oh, really? A guy who's probably the best golfer in the world right now has got a hot girlfriend. Okay.
I wasn't surprised. I just didn't know she.
What if we see him in a thong next? Then what?
I guess it's par for the course for the.
You know, ever since then though, Brooks Koepka's down to seventh in the world.
Well, he deserves it for what he did. That's an awful picture. Congratulations.
Wear a claw, okay? Wow. Don't wear a claw. Don't wear. I'm actually looking at. Have you ever had? You don't drink White Claws.
No, I'm aware of them and how popular they are, but no.
Yeah. It's ever since they've come along, we've had this 2020, you know.
Are you blaming White Claws for COVID?
If everybody would have just stuck with the Coors Lights, we'd be a better world.
Well, if you remove White Claws from the equation, would that have kept more people inside? Because it seems like an outdoor drink. You're at the lake.
Yeah. I think it's kind of refreshing. It is. It's a hard seltzer.
You've had one?
I've had them, yeah.
Multiple?
Yeah, I've had multiple. But Shiner's come out with theirs now. Everybody's got one.
Yeah, everyone's got one now. Bud Light has one. I know Nick's tried them.
Straight Shooter, they're called. I got the different flavors.
I didn't see you as a flavored drink guy.
It's kind of refreshing when you're outside. I mean, I'm a beer guy.
Is that's it crisp? Sure. Like if I was drinking a Sprite or something?
It's more seltzer-ish, but with flavor. Yeah. I mean, if it's alcohol in it, it's not going to taste great.
That's true.
Except beer. Except Coors Light.
Yeah. Well, let's not denigrate the legend that is Coors Light.
No.
I'm just looking at all the flavors. You look like maybe a natural lime guy.
No. Black cherry.
Black cherry's on the list. There it is.
Yep. Yeah. That's the best one, I think. And Shiner's got some. He got to try Shiner. They've got a wild cherry and grapefruit, lemonade, and a mango.
Who introduced you to White Claw? Was it Frankie?
No. I forget. I don't know. But I've had a few of them. I like them. They're tasty. I mean, it's a bad thing. It doesn't take away from my Coors Light lust.
Understood. Yeah. You're just a variety. Maybe.
Yeah, and you know, everyone, I'll do a Crown and Water as well. Listen.
I'm not limiting you.
Coors Light is, I don't think Coors Light is mad. They don't sit in the corner and watch me drink the other ones.
Are you sure there's not one on the table while you're drinking a White Claw?
Yeah. Well, if there is one, I won't drink the White Claw in front of it.
I can't believe we just make Coors Light a cuck when you're drinking White Claws.
I won't have my laptop out looking at me.
Well,
right?
Good. I guess good. Good that you've not put Coors Light in that position.
That's right. I don't want Coors Light to feel uncomfortable. Let's get Adam in here. What's up, Adam?
Hey, John. What's going on, man? Enjoyed the PGA Championship, as you did, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question for you. It's about Jordan Spieth. Now, watching him this weekend, he had a couple good shots, but mostly he played awful. And I'm trying to remember where the turn is in his career where he just plummeted. And I just go back to that Masters where he was on the 12th, I believe, and got triple bogey, and he just has not been the same since. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, and it's funny because Colin Morikawa's his coach tweeted out, you know, remember at the Colonial, he missed that short putt, and Daniel Berger won, and it looked like it was devastating. And his coach said, you know what, he'll bounce back. He always does. That was his tweet. And if Jordan can't bounce back from that, then you know what? He's not mentally strong enough. I think Jordan tried. What first happened was his driver went away, and I think what he tried to do was beat. You know, he's behind all of these guys. He's playing with Dustin Johnson. He's playing with all of these big hitters, and he's like, I don't know if he changed his swing or what he tried to do. There's so many guys that tinker with their swings. And it doesn't, well, you know, and then they're never the same. I think it's got to be the case. Plus, dude made so many putts when he was hot. I mean, putts that you're just like, holy crap. He just, you know, he wouldn't miss anything 10, 12, 13, 15 feet. And then when you start missing them, because it's logical that you're not going to hit all of those, then you're not the same guy. I think the first thing, though, was his driver that went away. And I don't think he's gotten it back. I don't think he's gotten his confidence back. But if you can't bounce back from that one thing, look, Rory fell apart as well on the back nine at Augusta and lost himself. And he's still up there as one of the best players in the world. Jordan, he's disappeared. He's it's just crazy. But that happens in golf as well. And that, you know, you see the David Duvalls and the Ian Baker Finch. No, Ian Baker Finch was because he had the yips, but there's a lot of guys that they win. Bubba, he wins the Masters, and then you don't hear from him again for how long? Trevor Immelman wins the Masters. Who is he? Mike Weir, all these guys. So, Jordan had himself a great run. It's just a shame because he's such a good young man, and he just is so talented, but, man, he's lost it. Hopefully he gets it back. He made the cut. Well, you know, and that's better than a lot of guys did, but he ain't the same guy. Right now, he's all the way down to 60th in the world. That's crazy from where he was. Crazy. All right, 1027, ESPN 97.5. Time to talk about McGrath Pest Control. Do you need if you've got to have a termite inspection, my guy, Scott McGrath. We had to have a termite inspection, and guess who? Called Scott McGrath. Scott McGrath came over, bing, 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 and it's how good is that? So if you're looking for that guy to do that, and all of the, you know, we had the house, we had Scott McGrath, we're going to get another house, and we're going to have Scott McGrath come over, and Scott McGrath you will love the service. I love the fact that he left and it didn't stink. Because, you know, usually when you were a kid, it smelled like that pest controls, and you feel like you're okay. Thank you for leaving cancer behind. But that's not the case with McGrath Pest Control. The latest technology, it's awesome. They kill mosquitoes, ants, roaches, fleas, spiders, bed bugs. They can install exclusions to keep rodents out. Termites. And they got the mosquito murdering system because it's a rainy season. And guess what? Mosquitoes are going to gather. If you don't want mosquitoes in your backyard, call Scott McGrath. 281-469-8240. 281-469-8240 or McGrathPestControl.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, Dale, you got to tell that story.
While John was talking to me about finding a clip about Joel Klatt that we'll play, a video, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, formerly known as Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, safety at Florida, currently a former safety at Florida, currently a New Orleans Saints player, has changed his name. He's changed it to, I'm going to pronounce it like this, CeeDee Deuce, because his first name now is C-E-E-D-Y, and his last name is D-U-C-E. Is it CeeDee Deuce? CeeDee Deuce? I'm going to go with CeeDee Deuce. And he puts up why. Officially changing my name to CeeDee Deuce. No more Chauncey or CJ Gardner Johnson. Time to pave a way for my own imagine. I'm going to guess he means image, but I'm not sure. Time to pave a way for my own imagine that I want no more thoughts on me because you really don't know me. Until you understand me as a person, I won't speak unless spoken to. CeeDee Deuce is his new name. Tell me, John, you are a man of many languages. You speak Cajun, you speak Wisconsin, you speak CeeDee Italian, Deuce. You speak Spanish. CeeDee Deuce. Is that CeeDee Deuce? CeeDee Deuce? What is that? There are no accents on it.
Wow, it could. Wow. Was he trying to be CeeDee Lamb? Only he misspelled that, and then he misspelled Deuce? Deuce or Deuce? No, well, Deuce comes with a T at the
end. Yeah, we know an early Doucette.
Yeah. Oh, D-O-U-C-E-T.
Yes. We know a CeeDee Lamb, two E's before.
At the end.
At the end. And two, I think it's two E's.
Yeah.
At, in the middle.
C-E-E-D-E.
C-E-E-D-E, I think.
C-D-E.
C-E.
Could it be CeeDee Deuce?
It could be. It could be CeeDee Deuce. But I don't think Chauncey has told us how to pronounce
so
it.
So do you think that the league will now change his jersey to Deuce?
If it's officially changed, if he went through the paperwork, they will.
I've always had an issue. Laurent Duvernay-Tardif.
Uh-huh.
He became a doctor.
Doctor.
Doctor. He got a doctorate and became a doctor. He asked the league if he could put Dr. Duvernay-Tardif on the back of his jersey, and they said no. Yet, I mean, how long did he go? How much studying? How much time did he put into it to do that? Yet, if you have sex with a woman you don't know, you can get senior on the back of your jersey. The league says that's fine.
As long as you name the kid.
After you.
Yes. But.
Wait a minute.
Because it's to acknowledge you have a son, even though a senior.
Let me ask you how much skill it takes to have a kid.
But even, let's get into the logistics of it. If you have a child, does that become your official name, senior, or is that just something thrown on as a title? It's not your real name.
No.
I wouldn't be called Del Ola. Well, it's not even my actual name. But Del Olale Senior, just because I named the kid Del.
Oladele.
Yeah. Marilla. I wouldn't be Oladele Olale Senior, would I?
What's your middle name?
I have multiple.
I want to hear it.
No, I'm good.
Oladele.
I'm good.
Clarence?
Not Clarence. Would I be, would senior go
Sylvania?
On my credit cards? On my driver's license?
How
does that work?
it might, the government might refer to you now from now, I don't know.
Cause,
because it would be, I was junior, but I wasn't really junior because I didn't know the same middle name as my father.
So how does, if you're John Tyler Granados, JT's name, right?
Right. That's his first name, John Tyler.
John Tyler. So if you had given him the same name, would Junior have gone on his birth certificate?
That's probable.
So you would
then you would be Junior.
So you that would be his official name. Junior right. would be part of his name.
Right. But the illegal laws, because you can have sex with a woman for 3 to 5 seconds.
Depending on how much stamina you have.
Right. That you can put that on the back of the jersey. But if you get a doctorate that takes 7 years to obtain, 6, 7 years, whatever it is, that you have to go to law school and you have to be smart enough to get that, nah. We're not going
to
let you do that.
They want to allow you to acknowledge the fact that you're a father and how important that is.
Well, how about if you're a doctor? It's a lot tougher than being a father. There are a lot more fathers out there than there are doctors.
Apparently, father on the hierarchy of things that matter, father then doctor.
Really?
Apparently, to the NFL.
Huh. Okay. All right. That's the dumbest thing I ever heard. And secondly, was that they wouldn't let Peyton Manning wear high black shoes because to honor Johnny Unitas.
You're telling me about dumb arbitrary NFL rules? Is that what you're discussing?
That's what I'm discussing right now.
That's surprising. But CeeDee Deuce or Deuce, I guess we'll find out when the first time he pronounces it. How you say it? I'm going to go with CeeDee Deuce because it makes me laugh.
You think CeeDee Deuce is funny?
Yeah.
What if it was Droppa Deuce?
It'd be funnier, but I don't think Chauncey, or the safety formerly known as Chauncey, has gone with that name. I'm going to call him CeeDee Deuce until he corrects me.
Oladele Hussein Olale. No. Oladele Matthew Olale. Oladele Bison Olale.
No, that's
Oladele Dakota Olale.
That's Dak's middle name. His real name's like something that's more embarrassing, I think. We've done this before. What is Dak's first name? It ain't Dakota. That's his middle name. Rain Dakota.
Oh, that's right. We got to call him Rain.
Yeah.
From now on.
Every time he throws a pick, I'm calling him Rain.
Rain. Every time he throws anything, I'm calling him Rain.
I'll put some respect on his middle name if he does play well.
Rain just Prescott.
I call Drake Aubrey sometimes because Aubrey's his real name. Drake is his middle name.
Right. By your real name.
I'm calling him Rain.
Larry Chipper Jones. That was the original.
And he got. I remember that Met series.
Larry.
With the Shea Stadium wouldn't leave him alone.
Larry.
Yeah, I remember those back in the day when the fans are actually in the stands.
Yeah. Oh.
What?
See, I was thinking of that too, is that forevermore, highlights of this year, it'll be the only year that we have no fans in the stands. Sure? You'll know exactly what year the highlight came from.
And the obvious joke is you wouldn't at a Marlins game.
That's true.
Who are the best team in the...
Well, except Marlins.
Are they still the best team in the NL East? Or the best team in baseball as far as record is concerned?
Man, I wish the Astros were in the National League. They'd be so much better.
You think they'd be hitting, playing the East?
Yeah.
The East?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They get stuck in the West. This is the hardest division in history.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Because we were talking before the year started, and there wasn't this talk about how tough it was. It was about how fortunate they were to be playing this part of the, and not having to face the Yankees, among others. Let's see where the Marlins land. Coming off of their COVID outbreak. Are they still the best? 7-3. So they lost their last two. So
I suck.
Now they're second behind the Braves, who have played 7 more games than them at 11-6.
Braves are a pretty good team.
Yeah.
Braves are a pretty good team.
But shout out to CeeDee Deuce for changing his name.
It can't be CeeDee Deuce, can it? What's his name before?
Chauncey Gardner Johnson.
I see. I never even thought of Chauncey Gardner. CG Johnson.
I knew him because he played at Florida, so I hated him.
Yeah. Well, I see most of America, and he wants to change his Imagine. Did he have an Imagine before this?
Probably not. Not for most of us.
I didn't know
anything about his Imagine before.
No.
Yeah. If you're just tuning in, a NFL player changed his name to CeeDee Deuce, and he used the word imagine as opposed to image because he wanted to change his imagine.
He's changing his imagine.
I hope it is imagine because maybe he's thinking with the galaxy brain, and we're not. But Chauncey, You should have worked. You should have developed an image first and then changed it so it would have made some impact.
Yeah. How do you change something that no one knew of in the first place?
Yeah, you're a nondescript, pretty good safety for the Saints.
Okay. Does he play?
He does play.
He does?
I think he was like a second-round pick for them. He plays.
Wow. But what an impact. Never heard of him.
I have.
Well, you did because of Florida. But I, you know what? When LSU played Florida, never heard of him.
Well, he talked a lot. You may not have heard of him, but you noticed him yapping at everyone because that's part of his game. Number 23 for the Florida Gators. He just did a lot of yapping on the field.
Yeah, guess what? I'm glad you changed your imagine because it's different now than it was before for me.
Well, let's let fourth-round pick. So a little, he was a rookie last year as a fourth-round pick. He hasn't changed it yet. He has to actually do things first.
And how much did he play for the Saints?
I got to find stats.
Because the Texans played him first game. Don't remember him.
He did have 8 deflections.
8 deflections?
Yeah. Pick, a fumble, forced fumble, and a fumble recovery, 49 tackles. So he played quite a bit for them. He had an impact in the year.
Fourth rounder, that's not bad.
Yeah, that's a nice...
You want to change your imagine from a fourth rounder to an NFL starter.
Yeah, nice production for a fourth rounder. All rookie team. So he played pretty well.
Oh, good for him.
But maybe you meant change your image.
No. To me, it's always going to be changing his imagine.
CD Deuce is his name.
I think it could be Keedy Doucet.
No one's ever pronounced it before. It's like Elon Musk's kid's name. I don't know what it is.
But he's changing to CD Deuce. Like, that's something that we should... I mean, if you changed it to Abraham Lincoln, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm going to change my image, my imagine.
Even Chad Ochocinco.
Chad, whatever.
Strikes a chord.
Ochocinco is 85. We get that.
Yes.
Okay?
Like your number.
Right.
Why didn't he go CD Deuce Trey, like his number?
He was Chad Johnson. I could see that Johnson, you don't want to just be a Johnson, right?
Yeah, there are a lot of Johnsons. And there's a lot of, I guess, Gardner Johnsons, too, so.
Wait, Deuce Trey? Is it Deuce A? Because he's Deuce Trey, right? 23?
23. But it's D-U-C-E. How do you
maybe
get Trey out of that?
Maybe he misspelled it. He misspelled image.
You think he misspelled image. You don't know what he was trying to say.
He might have misspelled Deuce Trey.
I would hope not. Because if you already filed that name, how often can you change your name in the time period?
Deuce Trey would be great. Deuce Trey.
If he would have called himself Deuce Trey, maybe the C is a T. And it's Deuce Trey.
Huh?
Maybe he's using the C, but it's really a T. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out how he got to Deuce Trey.
I'm baffled by his imagine.
I'm flummoxed, I would say.
News of the weird coming your way next. Finish it up Monday strong.
And the Saints fan says he wears 22 at the Saints.
Oh, he wears... that's Deuce Deuce.
Maybe it's CD Deuce.
CD Deuce. But it should be Deuce Deuce. Or Banty Deuce or something. Banty Deuce.
Now that I know he wears 22 for the Saints, there's so many more questions. Because Deuce makes sense. But what does CD mean?
Is it safe to say that CD Deuce's imagine is challenged mentally? No, that's Carmelo Anthony. He's challenged. He's mentally challenged.
No, challenged mentally.
He's mentally... He said he was mentally challenged.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
He said challenged mentally.
It's challenging mentally.
You know what's challenging?
What is that? Mentally challenged.
You know what is challenging mentally? Playing on any hoops that's not...
Oh, my God. That's the worst. So here's the deal is if you want the best goal in the market, there's only one place to go, and that's to see my guy Keith Tate over. The Hoops goal is without a doubt the best goal you will find on the market. And the most fun, and the kids want to have fun. And you know what? How the kids have fun? The kids have fun when they are able to lower the goal and actually make baskets. Because if they can't lower it, they can't reach the goal, Dad. That's not any fun. And even if they're taller, they want to be able to dunk. Your kid is not that, okay? He's just not that athletic and not athletic enough to dunk on a 10-foot goal. That's okay because he wants to lower it, and he lowers it, and bing, 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 he has a great time. A great time had by all because they can hang on the rim. When you go to the website, you'll see all the kids, what the pictures of are kids hanging on the rim, little kids. They're hanging on the rim because they're able to dunk, and it's a lot of fun for them. So if you're looking for the best goal with the tempered glass backboards, unrustable stanchion, that can put your kids' names on the court, that can stencil the court, the lights, all of the accessories as well, produnkhoops.com. Tell Keith Tate you heard it right here, produnkhoops.com.
ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
Okay, this guy. I love this guy. I think we've seen something like this before. I don't know if this story is old, but it's new today. 16 hours ago. A nurse, a male nurse, okay, set off the fire alarm at the hospital to see, so he could see one of his nurse, female nurses' breasts bounce as she ran down the corridor.
He admitted to this?
Yeah. Aaron Cabaja was manager on the dementia ward at the Highbury Hospital in Nottingham. And he pulled the alarm when there was no emergency, simulated breast to see the breast bouncing, and simulated breast bouncing in his hands as he panicked, colleague dashed down the hallway.
Oh, my gosh.
I love that guy.
Wow.
Talk about, honestly, just go on the internet. You can see girls bouncing up down.
I'm sure you
on trampolines.
I'm sure there's a fetish.
Didn't Jimmy Kimmel do a TV show?
Yeah, girls on trampolines. The man show. I'm sure. Look. You set off an alarm in a hospital?
Yeah.
You know,
aren't there repercussions?
What type of panic that could cause? And what people have to do to make sure patients are safe. And clearly, we know what it happened because that woman was running down the hall because of it. And did he get fired? Is that part of the story, too?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. Apparently, Hasbro has been removing troll dolls from stores after complaints of an inappropriately placed button. Apparently, there's a circle on the dress, and then below it, there is a button, and it's kind of it goes right where the lower parts, the lower extremities are.
And no one saw in the design flaw in that?
I guess not. But, I mean, it's a little, I guess. I don't know. Are we all a little bit too...
A little sensitive?
Yeah, you think? I mean,
is there an image of the troll doll? Would you have thought anything of it after seeing it? Is it so obvious that you're like, oh, that's in the wrong spot?
Well, I guess if you look, I was looking, where's the button? And I said, oh, well, okay. I guess that's in a bad place, I guess. A man in Florida, has been jailed for 7-Eleven Slurpee battery. I didn't know that there was such a thing.
I'm sure if you throw it at someone.
He doused a 7-Eleven employee with a frozen treat during a 9:20 a.m. argument about the drink's price.
These are things I don't understand about people. Unless that employee took it upon himself to change the price of the 7-Eleven, that's coming from someone else. Why are you having a discussion with the guy who's making or the woman who's making however many dollars an hour? They don't have any say on how much the Slurpee cost.
No.
It's a corporate business. They tell you. And then you put the price tag on it.
Well, maybe, you know, he picked a cup that was from, and he thought it was 89 cents, and it was really $1.19.
Okay. And?
And so then it got to the counter. No, sir, that's $1.19.
As it probably plainly says.
Guess what? No, guess what? You get to wear it.
But, sir, so over a fight over 20 cents means you don't get to drink your drink? Or 30 cents in that case.
Right.
You don't get to drink?
And you get arrested.
Seems like it was worth it.
Speaking of which, congratulations. There is a man that was arrested and jailed for life for selling $30 worth of marijuana, and he's been released.
Well, I don't know. Are we sure that wasn't the just punishment for $30 worth of marijuana?
Selling $30 worth of marijuana. Can you guess what color he was, though?
I don't need to guess, John.
You know, there's no guessing involved.
No, I don't need to.
I'm pretty sure.
So what prompted the authorities to release him? Was there a petition? Was there, or did someone just say, hey, this is stupid, let him go?
Yeah. A military veteran serving life in prison for selling less than $30 worth of marijuana will soon be released from prison. He was arrested in 2008 in Louisiana, for selling an officer 0.69 grams of marijuana. Recently sentenced to time served. He's already served 9 years. How do you get arrested and sentenced to 15 years in prison for 0.69 grams of marijuana in 2008?
John, let me ask you something. What's his race?
He was resentenced in 2012 to life in prison under the habitual offender law, which allows judges to impose stricter sentences on someone who's been charged before.
So you asked the question how you could get sent to that many years in prison. Do you remember the question you asked me about what he looked like?
Mm-hmm.
That's your answer.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. That is just... Talk about, he said, well, they agreed. He received ineffective assistance at sentencing and was entitled to a lesser sentence. Duh.
Yeah.
I could have done that.
$30 worth of weed.
I mean, are you kidding me? Wow.
Why are people in jail? Well, that's a different discussion. But $30 worth of weed, and he almost spent the rest of his life in jail.
Mickey Mouse is under fire. Had grandma arrested... She brought CBD oil into the park. And she was kicked out. She's suing $18 million. I think she deserves it.
Good luck with that, Grandma. My pockets are deep.
But $18 million for getting kicked out of the park?
Look, I keep playing games with Mickey. I mean, you know how deep his pockets are as far as lawyers are concerned? You want to fight this?
Apparently, she was told to strip naked and bend over for a body cavity search during a 15-hour ordeal.
Okay, maybe we have a problem.
Maybe. All right, now we got it.
Okay. I didn't know that, John. Maybe I've got a problem.
I wasn't there for that one.
Maybe I've got a problem.
I mean, yeah. She went through it was cannabidiol oil during a bag check at Magic Kingdom. And then the cops got involved, and she was, yikes. $12 million in punitive, $6 million in compensatory damages, $12 million in punitive damage. I give it to her. I don't care. Although, I do kind of care. Those bonus checks need to keep coming.
Yeah.
You keep laughing, John. I get sued. What do you think happens to you? Huh?
People are stealing more and more. What about the dude that robbed a bank and stole hand sanitizer last week?
Yep.
I mean, really? Three Elkton, Maryland individuals have been arrested for stealing several items, mostly baby formula, from a handful of Giant stores in Lancaster and Dauphin counties. They stole baby formula, Red Bull, and dog food from big box stores. $11,000 worth. Are those really something that you want on the market, or are you got a lot of diapers babies that you got to feed, or what's the deal here?
I think the question is, they stole them, but what's the quantity? Were they stealing stuff to resell, or were they just stealing stuff because they didn't want to pay for it for their own use?
Police said the other items were used to conceal the baby formula during the thefts. What?
So baby formula was the goal.
That's the goal. Like, is there a big baby formula market out there?
Or maybe they just don't want to
black
pay
market?
For it. Maybe they don't think it's fair they have to pay for baby formula.
What the hell? If you're gonna risk going to jail over baby formula?
I wouldn't risk going to jail over a baby.
No, that's you.
Over an actual baby.
No. But you're not gonna steal babies.
See, anymore. The thing about both of those things are they're both my worst fear. Going to prison and having a baby.
Right. Oh, so speaking of oil, of CBD, and guess what? Well, I guess hers they thought had THC in it. I'll tell you this. They don't have any THC in American Shaman. American Shaman, I took mine last night. I took it again this morning because I was having some hip problems yesterday. And I was like, give me my CBD oil. And I'm telling you, it works. You're going to go hit them today, and I'm going to feel great. And I'm going to tell you what else is going to happen. I'm going to be less nervous, less anxious, sitting over those putts, even though even though they're going to be, you know, they're going to be money putts, but I'm going to be less anxious because it helps relieve everyday stress. An American Shaman is different. American CBD oil, it's oil and it's water. They don't mix. Well, guess what? You take your CBD oil with water from American Shaman because it's water soluble. So if you're looking for something that's going to flow through your body and get to all the joints that you need it to get to evenly, that's what American Shaman CBD oil does. The best in nature, enhanced by science. And oh, by the way, they ain't scared to give up free samples. I love it. So if you're looking for a great way to sleep better, I slept great last night. Calm, relaxation, inflammatory system, all of these things. 30 American Shaman stars around the area. Go to shopcbdtx.com, shopcbdtx.com.
ESPN 97.5.